Do lawyers have an obligation to speak out about upholding the rule of law? Many in the global legal profession are concerned that recent words and actions by President Donald Trump in the United States, including the highly controversial travel ban, attacks on the judiciary, and plans to scrap legal aid, are undermining the principles of international law and are not setting an example of respect, civility, and integrity. In this podcast, the IBA's US correspondent, Michael Goldhaber, asks a US law firm managing partner, the president of the New York City Bar, and the president of the International Bar Association for their views. First up is Tim Powers, managing partner of Haynes & Boone. His law firm was among those that dispatched lawyers to airports around the US to provide legal advice to travellers from Muslim nations who were blocked from entering the country following President Trump's first travel ban order. In a speech earlier this year, he encouraged lawyers to speak out on the rule of law.
From my perspective, it was incredibly important to just remind our lawyers of their role as lawyers, that we were in challenging times, not just in the United States, but globally, where people were looking inward, where there was challenges being made both to the rule of law and just to civility in and of itself, that the world had become less civil and discourse had become less civil. And it was something weighing on my mind, and quite frankly, I felt obligated to speak directly to our partners about it. A lawyer in our generation, particularly a big law lawyer in our generation, hasn't experienced ever a circumstance where the rule of law wasn't just taken for granted, expected behavior. It was always followed. You knew that the right thing was going to be done. I felt it was my role and responsibility to encourage them. I felt it was my role and responsibility to remind them of their role and responsibilities as members of the bar to uphold the rule of law and to be thoughtful about these challenges.
So do you believe that U.S. law firms generally have an obligation to speak out about the rule of law in the age of Trump?
Absolutely. Not just law firms, but lawyers as a whole, bar associations. If you stand by silently, and again, I don't want to just limit this to the Trump administration. It's a time in our society right now where the distrust and the lack of communication could be the very thing that tears down the foundational values of our country. And so if you look historically at who has built those values, instilled those values, and ensured throughout our history that those values have been upheld, it's the lawyers. At a point in time, from a character perspective, people are going to have to say this can't continue to happen. It has to start somewhere. My position is that it has to start with the lawyers, because if it doesn't, others won't have the confidence to step up and speak out as well.
The IBA also spoke to John Kiernan, president of the New York City Bar Association, about the response of the US legal profession, particularly in light of President Trump's travel ban and plans to cut funding for civil legal aid.
When do US lawyers and the organized US bar have an obligation to speak out?
I think that there is, of course, plenty of room within the legal profession for wide differences in policy. But when an administration advocates positions that are contrary to existing law, that fail to protect the vulnerable, and that impede the fair, orderly, and efficient administration of justice, then regardless of politics, it is the responsibility of lawyers and bar associations as guardians of those pillars to speak out. The legal profession collectively has an obligation to be a guardian of guardians of the law, and then when lawyers form, for example, associations of lawyers to speak and act collectively, that those associations of lawyers must be guardians of the law. Most of the individual lawyers who join the city bar want to do so, at least in part, because of this notion that these associations of lawyers are guardians of the legal system.
Has the legal profession as a whole lived up to its obligation to speak out on the rule of law, the protection of the vulnerable, and the fair and orderly administration of justice in the Trump era?
I think the answer to that is much of what the legal profession has done in that area is impressive. Law firms have been heard on the travel ban, on immigration policy generally, and on the proposal to defund the Legal Services Corporation.
Do you think it makes sense that those are the two issues that law firms have been most outspoken about?
On Legal Services Corporation, I think that the funding of legal services is something about which the legal profession has a degree of understanding of the importance and sense of responsibility for guarding that may distinguish them from the general public, and that it was for that reason a good idea for law firms to recognize that, you know, that's, it's kind of tied to the legal profession, to the provision of legal advice, and we should be particularly a voice in that area. With regard to the travel ban, it was a combination of things. One of the reasons why I think law firms spoke out against the travel ban was was in part as guardians of the law, but also because the law firms are major commercial enterprises, they the message to the administration that that the view of the business establishment and the business legal establishment is that the travel ban is bad for business.
President of the International Bar Association, Martin Solch, warns that once the rule of law is compromised in one country, it can have global implications in countries where democracy is more fragile.
Despite the robustness of the system of the United States, be it parliamentary control or be it judicial control, the words said by President of the United States have an immense influence outside the United States borders. So the effect is putting on tables issues that we had not thought would be on table again. We thought they have been resolved once for all. Let me give the example of some of the waterboarding remarks. Let's see what effect this is going to have in other countries without that robust system of the United States. That may require a response of lawyers and law firms. Once the rule of law gets compromised, we have a responsibility to speak out, because it's like a disease. Once you start compromising one of the pillars of the society, it spreads, and it spreads. It doesn't recognize the national border. Some of the things that were happening in Hungary may have crossed borders. Some things that are happening in Poland now are influencing a wider region. And I'm not speaking about how easy is for those eroding ideas to reach countries with true dictatorship and without a really solid rule of law. Because the first response is, look, they are speaking about that even in the European Union or in the States or elsewhere. I am discussing, as a lawyer in the Czech legal community, what is going on in other countries, in Turkey, in Venezuela, and also what's going on in the States, by which I'm not saying it's comparable to the other countries. It's different in each of the countries. But the common denominator is a threat to the rule of law.